prisons, experience strength and hope. From Daniel, from His Majesty's prison. My name is Daniel and I'm an alcoholic. My alcoholism started from the age of 15 when my mother sadly passed away. I struggled with the loss and it affected my behaviour. I was disruptive in class and refused to do any schoolwork. I became the class clown, thought it was cool to be disruptive and abusive to the teachers, and ended up going to a behavioural school, which I travelled to by taxi. If you become disruptive or abusive, the teachers were allowed to be hands-on, restrain you and remove you from class. I quickly started bunking off school and running away from the taxi when it stopped at traffic lights in order to hang around with older people in my area. They were 17, 18 years old, drinking alcohol and smoking weed and hanging around outside shops in large groups. My father didn't really give a toss about me. He was always out at the local pub, drinking every day, so I thought he didn't love or care about me. All he cared about was getting drunk every day. I quickly turned my house into a local hangout, as a few months after my mum passed away, my dad got with someone he met at the local pub and only came back to the house to pick up his dole check. I felt abandoned by him. One day near my 16th birthday, he told me he was moving in permanently with this new woman and said, "The house is yours," and gave me the keys. I had two younger sisters who I had to take care of as well. So I'd go out stealing and robbing just to put the food on the table. I had all this anger inside, and when I drank alcohol, it seemed like all my worries were taken away. If anyone upset me, I felt like I could fight the world. All through my teens, I used alcohol daily, and it quickly got me into trouble with the police. During all the partying at my house, with loud music and loads of drunk people, fights would break out and the police would be called. The neighbours were sick of all the disturbances, and social services eventually took me and my two sisters into care. However, I rebelled and ran away. I never did see my dad again. I continued to use alcohol to excess, getting into fights and getting locked up. Eventually, I ended up in prison on several occasions through alcohol-fueled violence, and I'm now serving an indeterminate sentence, which means I have no release date, and only when a panel of the parole board decide if I'm safe to be released, as I was classed as a danger to the community and public through my alcohol-fueled violence. I now realise I held on to a lot of anger from my childhood, which I did not deal with. My mother's death, my father abandoning me, having to take care of my sisters, not learning peer social skills or emotional management, using drink and not asking for help when I needed it the most. If you are hurting with grief or bottling things up and are angry, then ask for help and talk to someone about the things you are struggling with. Because I know if I'd reached out when I was 15 years old, I wouldn't be sat here in this situation in prison. Believe me when I say that a problem shared is a problem halved. So reach out and talk to someone about the things that you were struggling with. I was a fool and went down the wrong road of drinking alcohol, thinking the bottle would take all my worries away. If I could turn the clock back, I would speak to someone about how I was feeling and what was going on at home. I now attend AA every week, and it has helped me a lot. I'd like to give a big thank you to Mark S for advice and guidance, which has been much appreciated. Thank you for listening to my shares and sharing your experience with me. It has shown me how powerful addiction to alcohol can be, and that everybody needs someone to talk to and help them along at some point in their life. End.